AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hawaii is going to be feeling the effects of another hurricane, this one named Lowell.
We do expect hurricane conditions to begin in Kauai County.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
Later this evening, and we really want to emphasize the rainfall risk. There's a big slug of moisture on the eastern side that's expected to produce 6 to 10 inches for the island of Kauai, with up to 16 inches possible.
And Blake adds,
even as far east as the Big Island of Hawaii, could get up to a foot of rainfall with significant flash flooding and mudslides.
In Miami, federal investigators are trying to determine what caused an Amazon cargo jet to barrel off a runway, hitting a van and killing five members of a cleaning crew inside. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy.
You can see on the paved surface tire marks that continues through the grass. There's debris everywhere.
Video shows the plane well down the runway before touching down, and aviation experts say questions include why the pilots did not abandon the landing. In Europe, the far-right Alternative for Germany party scored a landslide victory in a regional election yesterday, and Donna Warder reports the European Commission's president made a visit to Greenland.
Ursula von der Leyen offered $232 million in support over the next 2 years to help the island tackle climate change, boost internet connections, and improve hydropower plants, fisheries, and education. The EU has increased its focus on Greenland since President Trump began insisting that the United States should take control of it for security reasons.
Through these challenging times, your support to us is unfailing.
Greenland Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen.
The European Union continues to be not only an important partner for Greenland, but also a loyal and trusted friend.
The EU also is earmarking funds for better housing, small businesses, and sustainable tourism. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. It's been a day of mourning in Nepal.
Near the bank of the Trishuli River, surrounded by damaged buildings, Buddhist monks prayed for the flood victims in Nepal's Nuwakot district. Just nearby, a Hindu priest held prayers for those who died and were missing. At government offices, flags were lowered and families concluded mourning rituals. The floods have killed more than 1,300 people in Nepal and Tibet and left about 5,000 people missing. In predominantly Hindu Nepal, mourning lasts 13 days, with rituals held on the final day. Meanwhile, search efforts continued for the missing. Rescuers called into the rubble in hope for an answer. Specialized rescue teams from several countries have been searching through debris and damaged structures. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.